Articles by Fearlessly Courageous. Recovering Hope and Joy in the Face of Adversity. Written and read by Dennis Piller. What does it mean when we go through a trial so intense you wonder if it's worth it? It could be a hardship that has been going on so long that it has just dragged you down emotionally, mentally, and physically with no end in sight. It may be these little nagging things that are not so important alone, but on top of the stress of the season are pushing you over the edge of reason and hope. But God tells us to lift up our heads and open our hearts to the truth of Jesus resurrected. Who could possibly have had a harder time of it than Jesus himself? God himself gave himself up to the worst execution known to mankind and was crucified so he could show you the way back to life. Eternal life, yes, even in the midst of the worst darkness. Look at 1 Peter 1:3 through 5. It says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In all this, you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even through the refined fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. By his unending mercy, he has given you new birth that leads you into a living hope through Christ's resurrection. He's provided an imperishable, pure, and eternal hope and joy, which is the strength of every Christian, or should be. But that can only happen when we take our eyes off of our troubles, when we stop the conditioning of the world to look to our human existence to provide our security, our peace, our joy, and even our reason for living, then we have lost the battle in our thinking. We have taken on the lies of the deceiver and taken them off of the prize, our inheritance for all eternity. Isn't the price of hard training for the athlete worth it? He keeps his eyes set on the goal of the crown to come and not the hard trials that come in completing the race. God's inheritance far outweighs that temporary suffering. Yes, I know that you know, but then how is it that we've allowed ourselves to keep falling back on our trials versus the truth and joy of our inheritance? He says that his inheritance can never perish, spoil, or fade. That's God's word that can't return void. Listen, through faith, we are shielded by God's power, not yours. He's the promise of hope in the midst of it all. God is completely in control of our lives, and every thorn and hardship will serve God's purpose to grow us for his next chapter and purpose, and that is to show his glory through us. Why do we struggle with things that we should know are not happening randomly? Life isn't some slot machine waiting for the three cherries to fall in line to show us we've hit the jackpot. Each of us has a merciful and loving Father who ensures that every delay, every trial and hardship will fulfill his unique purpose for your life specifically. Look at verse 7. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus is revealed. Just as you taught your children lessons about their trials, mishaps, and mistakes, so does our Sovereign Father use them to strengthen each of us for the divine purpose that He has for you. For I know the plans that I have for you to prosper you. But look, for those who don't really believe, look at the consequences of their decision in Matthew 13:20. The seed falling on rocky ground refers to someone who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short while. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word and the world, they quickly fall away. So where are you today? Weary, suffering, discouraged, despairing? Look up to where your hope comes from. These trials of our faith are here to serve God's purpose, although we cannot see it now or know it. But they are there to grow your faith so that you might be a light to those around you. Each test will grow your light stronger and brighter. He promised, "I am with you always. I am made perfect in your weakness." A final note for Grace Family people that are living here in Tampa. We are having a family fun day tomorrow, Saturday the 14th, at Lettuce Lake Park from 10 till 2. Directions are at the bottom of our written piece. I hope you have a Jesus-filled week.